hetero political couples. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. For me, the most discouraging story of the past week was the New York Times article that found politics has become a deal breaker on dating sites. Prospective dates are being asked up front, who are you voting for? Political affiliation is now stronger than even sexual attraction, and this is bad. How can we become a cohesive nation if we sleep exclusively with our political clones? How can we reach consensus on racism, guns, masks, vegan meat substitutes, unless we're occasionally forced to discuss those things with the people we love, when we're motivated to be reasonable, to really listen, and ultimately earn the makeup sex? But I did see one ray of hope. On 60 Minutes, Scott Pelley found a hetero political couple in Ohio.
Randy and Sindra Cole are Republicans raising four children outside Cleveland.
I'm going to vote for President Trump.
And Sindra?
I'm going to vote for Vice President Biden.
And yes, it gets complicated, especially the COVID discussions.
We're trying to not talk about that. That's one area that we tend to disagree.
Cross my arms.
Yeah, right.
But it's couples like this who can show us the way. So if you're single and you lean left, maybe next time swipe left for the lefty and right for the righty. And if you're single and lean right, swipe left for the righty and right for the lefty. Okay, it's complicated, but our future depends on it. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.